Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live from the world's new media capital and hometown of actors Angela Bassett, Patrick Wilson, and Monica Raymond, St. Petersburg, Florida. I honestly had no idea how popular actress Janina Gavankar was the first time she appeared on Mr. Media Radio, but the star of Showtime's long-running The L Word caused quite a buzz. That show is still one of the most popular in our archives. So when the opportunity to have the stunningly beautiful actress return to the show and catch us up on her career, of course I said yes. Well, since the end of the L Word, and L referred to lesbian, for those of you out of the loop, of which Janina is not, but she, as they say, played one on TV, she's made a lot of high-profile TV guest appearances, including Grey's Anatomy, Dollhouse, The Cleaner, and The League. She's also shot parts in several upcoming movies, including Quantum Quest, a Cassini space odyssey. Never heard of it? Me either, but I suspect you will. It's an animated film featuring the voices of both Captain Kirk's, Chris Pine and William Shatner, as well as Darth Vader, James Earl Jones, Anakin Skywalker, that's Hayden Christensen, Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, plus SpongeBob SquarePants, that's Tom Kenny, Seinfeld's George, Jason Alexander, and, of course, Janina. Janina is also the guest star of the new unscripted online TV show from Acme Comedy called Hollywood Dream Role. Her episode streams live tonight at www.acmecomedy.com. That's Friday, January 22nd at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Now, there's no doubt that Janina has enjoyed that Mr. Media Radio bump, right? So let's see what we can do for her today. Janina, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thank you for having me.
How are you? How you been?
I've been good. Thank you, Mr. Media. Very good, thank you. How have you been?
I'm good. And I'm taking full credit for anything good that's happened to you in this period of time. So just go
right
ahead.
And you know what? You should. That's fine. I can share it.
No. Listen, this is not the Colbert Report. I'm not taking credit for anything that I don't deserve. But if I deserve it, feel free to heap it on. Excuse me. I know that we already have a bunch of folks in our chat room, and I want to welcome them and anyone else who'd like to join the show. If you want to type some questions into the chat room, I'll be happy to ask Janina on the air. You're also welcome to call in if you have a question or comment for our lovely guest. That's 646-595-3135. That's only while the show is live. If you're listening to an archive, you can call, but we won't answer.
Well, you will be with us in spirit.
Exactly. Well, you'll be with
our future spirit. I don't know. That's weird. Never mind. I take it back.
Well, I got to ask you, before we talk about anything else, you've got to tell me about this Super Geek Fest, Quantum Quest.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the coolest cast you've ever heard of?
It's unbelievable. I mean, it sounds like a nerd's wet dream. What is the deal?
It is, let me tell you. And I'm a nerd, so I got to say, I'm pretty happy to be a part of it. There's a guy who kind of is known as Dr. Doctor. He's got two PhDs. His name's Dr. Harry Kluwer. And he created this project as a way to combine science and education and make it cool. And he's managed to get, you know, the biggest names in sci-fi royalty that you could ever imagine. I mean, if you just read the roster, it's insane. It's insane. I did Comic-Con this year. It was my first Comic-Con. And I mean, anyone who knows me knows that I'm a pretty big geek. So I was very excited to go. And this time I actually had two projects that were there. And I did a panel for Quantum Quest. So the first time, my first moment at Comic-Con was walking on to this huge stage and this huge ballroom and a standing room only, something like 4,000 people there kind of room to promote this project. It was intense, but it was pretty much the coolest way to descend upon Comic-Con that any geek girl could, you know, it was the coolest experience any geek girl could ever have.
Well, I mean, and I'm looking, I've opened up the cast list. In addition, all the people I already mentioned, folks, listen to this. And if you're not a Star Trek or a Star Wars person, you may not appreciate how cool this is. But, I mean, Samuel L. Jackson from Star Wars, from, I mean, you name it, right? Samuel L. Jackson,
yeah.
Snakes on a Plane, Samuel L. Jackson.
Have you seen his new iPhone application?
No.
It's the Samuel L. Jackson iPhone app, and it's just him swearing. It's epic. That's the man who knows his brand, you know? And they're all brand new recordings. They're not even snippets from his movies. They're all brand new. And yeah, it's an amazing application. Everybody go nab that today. Totally worth
it. That would be very cool. As long as he's, I'd love to have him on my phone saying, check out the big brain on Brad, you know? Well, it's Sandra Oh, mm-hmm. Robert Picardo, Brent Spiner, mm-hmm. Brent Spiner, all Star Trek guys, Abigail Breslin from,
Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine, thank you. Casey Kasem, you know, keep your mm-hmm. hands in your pockets and keep reaching for the stars. Gary Graham, another sci-fi guy. And, I mean, it's just a crazy good cast. And tell us about the voice that you do for this. What is your role?
Well, it's funny. I actually was not. I came in because I knew Dr. Dasa, and I laid down the entire lead performance, the female lead, who I think was going to be Sarah Michelle Gellar, and then it became somebody else. And because when you're doing voice stuff, anybody can be plugged in. At any moment, and it's a sort of ever-evolving project until someone actually gets in the booth. So I did that, and then we had so much fun that they were like, and I was just going to walk away from the project and be like, that was fun, thanks guys. But I ended up being one of the surfers, because we ride I have to watch it. But we're basically protons that surf through the universe. And they're relaying that to actual surfing, kind of like the Silver Surfer. And so I'm one of those surfing kids running around the universe.
and when will people get to see this?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's going to be in museums. On IMAX kind of screens, I think later this year. A huge undertaking. So, so it'll be in your museums soon enough, I hope. The coolest thing is that they're using actual mapping from these different planets. So when we surf through Mars, that's actually Mars.
Really?
Yes. It's super nerdy cool.
Wow. Well,
yeah, it's awesome.
Now, I don't think I knew before that you were a super nerd, so tell me about your super nerd credentials. What do you watch?
Where's my street cred come from?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I started as a band geek. That's the start of my geekdom. And then but nowadays I would say that I'm just I'm a really big gamer. I am sort of obsessed with tech. And not necessarily gadgets, but just sort of really forward-thinking, the forward-thinking tech community. I have a lot of friends in tech and stuff like that. And what else? I don't know. I'm just one of these people when, you know, someone's talking about something in a group and someone makes a gross generalization, I'll be the nerdy one who's like, actually, that's completely wrong. Here are the statistics that prove otherwise. That's me. I'm that annoying person in conversation. Yeah. And I'll pull it up on my BlackBerry and be like, well, I've got the facts and numbers here to back up my debate. That's who I am. It's really I'll own that. I own that. Fine, I'll own up to it.
All right. Well, we've got a question for you from the live chat.
From the peanut gallery?
Huh?
I want to hang out in the peanut gallery. Wait, hold on. Let me look at my computer at the same time that I'm doing this. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, can you see the chat?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know the question then. Do you know Simon Cowell?
Do I know Simon Cowell? No. But I do know an Australian guy named Kyle Sandilands, who is a good friend of mine. And he is an idol judge from Australia and has moved, well, he's kind of spending time there and in the States, and everybody here will be hearing about him this year. He's an interesting guy. So he's a great guy.
Very good.
So he's like the Australian Simon.
All right.
Mixed
well,
with Ryan Seacrest, mixed with, he's like a million people in one.
Well, Sean, I also wants to know, what do you think about Simon nonetheless? Even if you don't know
Sean, I don't know him, so I can't tell you, but I do watch Idol, and I bite my nails while I'm watching it because I'm also a musician, and so I watch these people with sort of delusions of grandeur, and I remember being, you know, 13 or 15 or whatever they are, thinking maybe one day I'll become a singer, you know, like, living in this kind of dream world, and it takes me back to this like moment of fear. I can't watch it; it's horrible. But I still do, obviously. Simon, I think, is great at what he does. I think that he is honest and doesn't play favorites, and who he is as a manager is who you see on television. That's my assumption, because I don't know the guy, but...
Well, speaking of music, I understand you just, I mean, very just recorded a music video. Can you
Yeah,
talk about
it was
that
hours ago. We wrapped hours ago. Okay, really? So here's the truth, y'all. I'm going back to music. I stepped away for a good 5 years, but I can't ignore it anymore. And so it kind of called me back a few months ago. So I'm going back in. And when I do things, I obsess, and I have to do them in a big, bad way. So I don't just make a song. I have to make a music video. I realized making this video, as big of a production as it was, it feels the same as painting a picture or doing a monologue or creating a character or writing a song. It's a different medium, but it's the same kind of creation.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a crew of 10, you know? I don't feel like there's any difference between any of these creative mediums for me at this point in my life and career. It's all just sort of an extension of myself.
Well, tell folks a little bit about the type of music that you're doing. And if you feel like singing a little bit, I don't think anyone will object.
Yeah. So the genre is, I would say, that's the problem is that I think that people are going to have to name it. It's not radio right now. It's not like a Kiss FM kind of sound. But it might turn into that. I don't know. You know, I've been back for mere months. So I don't know. It's really big. I'm working with a film composer named Timo Chen, who knows to take the sounds in my head and bring them to life and make them really big and epic. So... Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't call it pop. I wouldn't call it. It's kind of rock. It's kind of. But I definitely have like a girl voice, so there's a bit of something pop to it. I don't know. It's just.
And when
I refuse to pick a genre yet. Talk to me in 2 months once the dust is settled, and I'll be able to tell you where I've landed.
When and where will your fans be able to hear this or see the video?
That's such an arty answer, and I apologize to everyone for being incredibly vague. But but I'm not going to give you an answer that I'm going to change later. Okay. Where can they see it? They can see it on my website, which is under construction right now, but will be done very soon. And is being created by the babies, as I call them. They're two incredibly talented designers, Matt Dana and Dan Lev. And let's see, so you'll see it there, you'll see it on YouTube, and really, you know, I'm just going to release it for free and let everybody have their way with it and share it with who they think needs to see it and give me feedback and, you know, help me go wherever I need to evolve to.
Well,
that's
let me,
my convoluted answer.
Let's go back to the chat questions. They're starting to pile up here. I'm going to get behind. Let's see. If you had a choice, which franchise would you like to be a part of? Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, any Marvel comic character movie, or Batman?
Oh, okay. Wait, give me my choices again.
Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, any
Battlestar
Marvel
Galactica!
Comic character. Galactica?
BSG is my favorite show on TV. Well, it's not on TV. Caprica's on TV right now. But I love BSG, like, so hardcore. I've worked with at least two of the cast members, and I have super geeked all over them. I had to get it out of the way so I could then work, because I love the show so incredibly much. I love it. I love Battlestar Galactica.
Somebody's got to put your picture in front
of
the captain.
Are you shocked?
Me?
No. You were sort of silent there for a second.
Oh, no, no. I'm just letting you finish. No. Not at all. I'm just thinking, you know, somebody's got to get your picture in front of the Caprica producers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it'll happen if it's supposed to. It's okay. I'm absolutely okay just being a fan, you know?
Well, that question was from the Box One, and this question is from Jess McPhee, who says, I love, love, love your song, Invest in My Love. I'm wondering how I can buy your music. I'd really like to hear more.
Oh, yay, thank you. I'm sure it'll all be on iTunes, whether it's independently or not, at some point this year. But, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to release a lot of stuff for free this year. And you just kind of have to stay tuned. I tweet everything because that's what I would want someone else to do if I was interested in their work. So it's there for public consumption. You can watch my tweets at Janina Z if you're into that sort of thing. And I'm on Facebook and all that stuff. I'm overconnected. So, yeah.
All right. Let me I'm going to put so it's Janina Z on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm putting the link up there in the chat room now.
Oh, there it is. Ta-da.
Yep. And let's see. The Box One has another question. I like this. If you were in front of a buffet right now, what kind of food would you eat?
I would be at the dessert buffet because I have issues with dessert. I could eat dessert all day long. All day long. All day. So I would eat some sort of chocolatey, moussey something. If it was minty, then I would be even more pleased.
Good.
If I could stay in bed all day and just eat minty chocolates, Frango mints, which are, it's like a Chicago thing. They're like melty chocolate little squares that are, they're perfect. They're just like little pieces of perfection. Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Hey,
now the whole day I'm going to be obsessing about minty chocolate.
Really? Not helping me either. And now I'm picturing you in bed all day
it's a family show.
So let me change the subject really quickly to move to something a little more wholesome than where I was going there. I understand Mom was in town for a few days.
Yeah, she's probably listening right now. Hi, Mama. She was just here. She was here for many things, but she was here for the music video. and I'm moving. So it's all sort of happening at the same time. It's like if anybody could move and do a music video in the middle of pilot season, might as well be me. So she was here petting my head if I ever had a breakdown, which didn't happen, got to say. It didn't happen, so yay, go team. She is such a sort of production-minded individual. She's not like the mom that's like, honey, eat your mac and cheese. She's not like that. She's like, you know, make sure that your makeup's right because you're going to hate it later and it's forever on tape. And she's fantastic. She's not like a stage mom in a crazy way, but she's very supportive of whatever my sister and I have chosen to do in our lives, and I just happen to be a performer. So she totally gets it.
Well, now I got to back you up a minute. Tell me about the importance of pilot season in your life.
So for those who don't know, pilot season is a span of time at the beginning of the year where there are a bunch of brand new shows that are trying to get made. So the scripts have already been picked up by different studios and networks, and then they cast them, and then they shoot them, and then only some of them get picked up and become the television shows that you see. So it's sort of a very odd time because everybody's scrambling around trying to get their projects made. And for us actors, our lives just become about us driving from one place to the next, remembering scripts and, you know, creating characters and auditioning over and over and over again until we find a home, you know, and find a project that works for us.
Does your work on The L Word, does that open doors for pilot season, or are you lined up with everybody else?
That was obviously a big break. That was a big break for me in this town because no one knew who I was before. So now, at least, realistically, people are like, well, someone hired her, so she can't totally suck, you know? But in the end, you know, I have to be right for the role, and it has to be the right chemistry. You know, making a television show, there are so many moving parts, and there are so many things that have to fit like a little puzzle that, you know, it's not about me half the time. Most of the time, it's not about the actor. If you're good, you're good, and you're going to find a home, but and then the rest of it's just luck. But, you know, there's just that didn't answer the question. The question is, did it answer doors? Open doors? Yes, it did, but not all the way.
Well, let me change gears because I don't want to run out of time before we get to this. You've got a big deal tonight. You're returning to Acme Comedy.
Oh, my goodness, yes. This is crazy.
Dream role. What is Hollywood dream role, and how can people see you tonight no matter where in the world they are?
Well, it's streaming live tonight, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on acmecomedy.com. That's acmecomedy.com. And, you know, it's a brand new show. This one is their second episode. Their first episode was with Deborah Skelton from Mad TV. So how the heck am I supposed to anyway. So I had a great time with Acme last time. I did their sketch comedy show. Mm-hmm. And it was great, and it was sold out, and, you know, we crashed the servers and the whole thing. It was great. It was epic. This is totally different because it's all improv. I don't know why I said I would do this. I'm feeling like maybe this could all go really, really badly. Really badly. So tune in because you might just see a side of me that you never will ever see again. and the thing is, you know, I've done sketch and, you know, I really enjoy creating characters. But, you know, in the improv world, I've only really done a small amount of improv. I just worked on a show called The League, which is hilarious, and you can all watch it on Hulu. It's an FX show. And it's all about these guys in a fantasy football league, and it's all improvised. So that was great, and it went really well. But this is like a long show where you don't get to cut if something goes terribly wrong. And I am have no idea what's going to happen. And quite honestly, I'm scared.
And I want to point out, Sean Javon says in the chat, we'll have to set the DVR. Of course, the Haiti telethon is on tonight. But actually, Sean, I got to explain, this is online TV. This is this will be streaming live on your computer. And I'm assuming, Janina, that after it appears live, that people will be able to see it as an archive pretty much any time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll be tweeting all of those links as soon as it's out there as well.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you go to Acme Comedy, I think at any time you can kind of, you know, search around and find it. It'll be on YouTube as well.
Do you have any idea what kind of what you'll be playing tonight in this
so
improv setting?
This is our new setup, which is, again, I think this is a brilliant idea, and it's a great way to get actors in this town to actually show up and be and host the show. It's Hollywood Dream Role. We get to choose what genre or what role we've always wanted to play that we've never been hired to play yet. Hmm. So you can pick a genre, you can pick sci-fi, you can pick anything you want. And then they have to create that movie for you. It's a great idea. I love this idea. I chose film noir.
Hmm.
So we'll see. Again, I have no idea what's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, can you, you know, do you think you could work in a line for me?
Sure. What you got?
At some point, could you just say, who do you think you are, Mr. Media?
Oh, ooh. I try. Who do you think you are, Mr. Media? I don't know what she's going to sound like either. I have to create a character like today. But yeah, let me try and work that in for you, Mr. Media.
Oh, and we have a couple of suggestions here from the chat. You could just yell Kelly Clarkson every couple of minutes.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yes,
it's a throwback to 4-Year-Old Virgin. Is that what that
that's,
is? Oh, Kelly
yep.
Clarkson. Yep,
yeah.
That's what that is.
That's from the box one. And then Sean Javon says, boobs are always funny.
Oh, hey. To
hey,
you.
These are just remember, these are your fans. They don't know me from Adam, so they're talking to you. So music video upcoming, some music coming up. You've got Hollywood
mm-hmm.
Dream World tonight, 9 p.m. Pacific.
I just signed on to do an indie, but the papers aren't signed, so maybe I shouldn't talk about it. But I'm shooting something in the middle of February as well. And I don't know, running around the world like usual.
Yeah. Well, listen, always wonderful to talk to you. When the music is ready, feel free to come back. Obviously,
done.
Your fans follow you wherever you go.
Oh, well, I love them because, my gosh, you need something to fuel you. Otherwise, you're just making art for yourself, and that's just boring. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, and thank you so much for watching and, you know, giving me feedback because I do listen.
Well, folks, listen, Janina Gavankar is the guest star of the new unscripted online improv TV show from Acme Comedy called Hollywood Dream Role. It streams live tonight. www.acmecomedy.com. It's acmecomedy.com. Friday, January 22nd, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. And if you miss it live, you will be able to see it pretty much any time at that address, okay, acmecomedy.com. Janina, it is always wonderful to have you on the phone and look at your picture at the same time. And you're just delightful.
Aww.
And come back anytime.
Thanks. I'll talk to you tomorrow then.
Okay, good. I'll be here.
All right.
All right,
take
care.
All right, Mr. Media, have a great day.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my first interview with Janina Gavankar, as well as the stars of, Melrose Place, Scrubs, Parks and Recreation, Friday Night Lights, Castle, and many more. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.